Coming up in the program, we've got the precise reason why you can actually eat dark chocolate. We'll be finding out why scientists have found glyphosates in humans and animals. And we'll also be seeing why saturated fat doesn't cause heart disease or obesity. All that and more coming up in the Low Carb Paleo Show. Hello and welcome back. How are you doing today, Alan?
I'm great, thank you very much. And you?
Wonderful, wonderful. It's this good, healthy living that we've got, I think, that's to blame.
That's it, that's it. Yeah, we are healthy and plenty of other things I don't want to mention here.
Plenty of other things you don't want to mention here. That sounds good.
No, this is a family show, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
So, what's on the news today? Well, one of the things that caught my eye this particular week was the American Chemical Society have come up with a study, I should say, that says that, you know, there are health benefits to eating chocolate. But most people have been wondering what the exact reason was for that. Until now, anyway, researchers from the American Chemical Society have reported that it's because our stomachs contain certain bacteria that gobble up the chocolate and then ferment it into an anti-inflammatory compound that's good for the heart.
Sounds good to me. Actually, it tastes good to me. want to know my secret? I eat a square of dark chocolate every single night after a meal. That's my dessert. And I don't have to feel guilty about it because it's 70% dark chocolate, and so it's loaded with antioxidants. It actually has higher antioxidants than some fruits and vegetables. So that's how I justify my eating chocolate. Just make sure don't eat the lower quality with large amount of sugar, which is a typical American candies tend to contain. My favorite dark chocolate is Lindt. It's a Swiss chocolate. Yep. It's 70% cocoa content, so it's dark, but it's not too bitter. You can go up to 85% if you don't mind. I prefer to keep it at that limit, which is don't go any lower than that, and it will be too sugary. You know, it tastes great because it's made in Switzerland. They know how to handle chocolate, so it's very, very smooth. It melts in your mouth. It's just close your eyes and let it.
Alan, I want a bit of chocolate now. Yeah. Stop.
Well, that's life. If you have to enjoy food, or else, what else is there in life, right?
This is true. You know, I think people are going to be interested in that. So I think you should come back in a week or so's time and tell us more about the health benefits of chocolate. Is that a good idea?
Sounds good to me.
So there it is, chocolate. We'll put an advert for Lindt underneath the show notes. Or did I just say that? So that takes us on to our book and film reviews. Well, the book I wanted to look at this week is the Blood Sugar Solution 10-Day Detox Diet by Dr. Mark Hyman, MD. The subtitle says, Activate Your Body's Natural Ability to Burn Fat and Lose Weight Fast. Well, to me that sounds just like a decent paleo or low-carb type of diet. Well, let's have a look a bit further. In the blurb for this particular book, he goes on to say, it's the key to losing weight and keeping it off is maintaining low insulin levels. Based on Dr. Hyman's groundbreaking blood sugar solution program, the Blood Sugar Solution 10-Day Detox Diet presents strategies for reducing insulin levels and producing fast and sustained weight loss. You know, that really does sound like a low-carb diet, doesn't it? Anyway, those of you familiar with Mark Hyman's books will undoubtedly find this one also very interesting. And for those of you who don't know him, Dr. Hyman is actually one of the advisors for the Dr. Oz Show. And strangely enough, Alan, you're like this, he encourages people following his diet to avoid processed foods during the 10-day detox. Included within the book, there are a number of healthy, tasty, or at least tasty-sounding recipes although some people have found them to be a little bit time consuming. However, this particular diet may appeal to some sections of the paleo community, especially as Dr. Hyman does ask people who follow his diet to give up dairy, which, as he says, causes inflammation, allergies, congestion, post-nasal drip, sinus problems, eczema, asthma, and so much more. The book itself has had quite a few good, though short, reviews, apparently, from many people who you may actually know: Arianna Huffington, Bill Clinton, Jack Canfield, and more. So, if you like, there are a lot of weighty names behind it. Although looking further through on the different review sites, it's had mixed reviews, everything from obviously 5-star fan reviews to several 1, 2, and 3-star reviews, with some people saying this is just an effort to make money. Be that as it may, it has to be said that the 5-star reviews far outweigh all of the others, with one very helpful reviewer saying, "It's a very helpful and informative book. If you stick to the program, you are guaranteed to lose weight. I lost 8.1 pounds, and I'll use this book as a guideline for my new healthy lifestyle." So if you want a book that will give you a guideline for your new healthy lifestyle, well, this is probably one of the ones that you might want to read. It's available internationally, of course, from most good booksellers and good old Amazon. And as usual, we'll give you a link to it in the show notes beneath this program. So what's on your list to look at this week?
Well, I wanted to talk about another one of my favorite authors. When I started, after my gluten-free diet and I started digging into paleo, I read everything I could get my hands on. And besides some of the more scientific books, the one that I liked the most and really was a pleasure to read was The Paleo Solution, The Original Human Diet by Rob Wolf. What I like about the writer and the book itself is that he has a very laid-back and funny way of explaining things that scientifically make complete sense. For example, I've read some other more quote-unquote serious paleo books, and after a few pages you get so bored, you just you lose interest in the subject. With his, because he presents it so just down to earth, he throws in a few jokes in there, even a couple of curse words if needed, but he's still making his point with the scientific explanations for it. And I found this book highly pleasurable and highly educative as well. So Rob Wolf, and you can find it as of course on Amazon, and his website is easy. It's robwolf.com. And
I've noticed he's also got a free book he's giving away on the website as well.
Yes.
And he's Rob Wolf's Paleo Quick Start Guide, which looks dead interesting.
In less than 30 days, you can lose weight and get healthier, which is what everybody dreams of, right?
Yeah, they do. Now, GMO has also been in the news this week, hasn't it, Alan? I noticed you were looking at some articles on that when we were chatting earlier.
GMO is kind of GMO is kind of my pet peeve right now, and part of my job at People's Pharmacy was to do research on GMO and try to eliminate them from our line of products. And so I'm very focused on that particular subject. And this week, a brand new study came out by Dr. Kruger in Germany that shows that chronically ill humans and animals have higher glyphosate concentration in their blood and urine. And what that shows and what that proves is that genetically engineered crops tend to be oversprayed by Roundup, of which glyphosate is the main ingredient. And glyphosate is a poison. It's meant to kill weeds and bugs, right? So, but what people or corporations seem to forget is that it could also affect human health. So it's when Dr. Kruger studied humans that were sick and analyzed their stool, urine, and blood, he found there was a much higher concentration of glyphosate in those people than in people that were eating non-GMO or even, you know, organic, local, fresh food. So it's another link that shows that genetically engineered crops and the extra spraying of Roundup and glyphosate is extremely dangerous for human health.
Mm.
And keep in mind also, another thing that people tend to forget is not just the food you eat directly, but the food you eat indirectly when you eat animal that has been raised industrially that are fed genetically engineered corn and soybean and cottonseed cakes. When they eat that food, it gets into the meat, and when you eat that meat, it gets into your body.
So, in fact, who wants that?
In fact, you're creating a self-perpetuating poison factory in your digestive system.
Ooh, lovely.
Yeah.
That's not something we want, is it?
No, not me anyway.
So basically, I mean, the bottom line I see from that is, if you want to dye something nasty, carry on eating GMOs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would highly recommend to stay away from GMO, and that's I strongly believe that and advocate all my clients get off of GMO. I have found some of my clients that just simply stopping eating GMO actually improves their health, even without going into a one would call a healthy diet. Just get rid of GMOs and your health improve just by doing that.
That's very true. Talking of GMOs, now they may not like this little crossover, but there's a question came in recently, and it said, are Atkin bars real food? My take on that is no. If you want to have a snack, go and get some real food. There's so many different things you can snack on, things like cheese, even slices of homemade sausages from the deli counter and that sort of thing. You don't need to resort to something that's full of basically chemical ingredients, additives and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, my position, and I agree with you on that, but my position on that is any processed food should be avoided.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that one minute. No processed food.
No.
I mean, I don't eat it, and as most of you that know anything about me will know, I've not been to a doctor for something like 35 years. That says a lot, I think.
Absolutely.
So, moving on. So, tip of the week time. So, Alan, and with your chef's hat on, what foods are coming into season around about this time of year that are good for us?
Of course, as you know, spring is officially here since Thursday. So everything spring onions, spring carrots, beets, all sorts of brand new vegetables that are not fully grown. Those are very tender, very yummy to eat. Asparagus, you can find asparagus. Beautiful green onions. One of my favorite is radishes. I love radishes. I always put a few slices of radishes in my salads. It's got this little peppery taste to it, and it works very well when you add some nuts to it. I like pecans, to throw pecans in my salads as well for additional protein. Even though it's a salad, I sometimes add nuts to add a little protein into it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've broccoli, cabbage, collard greens, kind of a leftover from the sort of winter, the end of the season, the winter. Lettuce, spinach, garlic, shallots. So that's basically what's up in Texas, typically, because we've actually very strange weather here in the past few weeks. We've had cold snaps and 80 degrees days, and so it's been kind of not a good thing for the crops, but we have had some rain for the past couple of weeks, so that, you know, we have good crops coming out again. So that's basically what you can find. Yes,
wonderful. So there's some good stuff there. So that's all from us this week. We hope you've enjoyed the program, and obviously we should be back again next week with more news, views, reviews, and stories to make your low-carb and paleo lifestyle that much better. Don't forget to push the like button on our Facebook page and share all of our posts with your friends. Many of the items we cover will be gone into in further detail on Low Carb Mag, and of course you can get lots more details on the website. And if you want to get a quick link through to the Facebook page, simply go to lowcarbpaleoshow.com. So it's goodbye from me, Mark Moxham.
And au revoir tout le monde, and goodbye everybody from Chef Alain Bro.
Thanks again, bye.